Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
On the league here a little bit. I want to get everybody caught up to date on everything that's going on. We have a game tonight between the Patriots and the Giants, and Jackson Dart will be back to finish off this week. But as I'm looking at the divisions, woof. Buzz's girlfriend, woof. The Patriots and the Broncos, 10-2. Nobody's been talking about the Chargers. You realize they're 8-4?
Yeah.
Along with the Colts and the Jags. Do you realize that the Jacksonville Jaguars are in first place right now, technically?
No, I didn't know that.
How? What is going on with this? That's not a good team. They're 8-4. How does this happen?
Yeah.
The Ravens, the Steelers at 6-6. The Bengals at 4-8 are not out of it. The Browns, who are at 3-9.
Not out of it.
Not out of it, which, I mean, they are, but let's be honest. This is, anything could happen here. And then when you look in the NFC, Eagles still up at the top at 8-4. Cowboys 6-5. Bears 9-3. Packers 8-3. Lions 7-5. Tampa Bay and Carolina, 7-5 and 7-6, as I guess the Panthers haven't had their bye week yet. Might be this week then. And then the Rams, 9-3, Seattle, 9-3, San Francisco, 9-4. This is one of the weirdest seasons I've ever seen in the NFL. I'm not going to say I don't think anybody's good. I think I know the teams that have some value.
Yeah.
But from week to week, it changes. I mean, like, so much. And if you were looking at power rankings this year and you're going, all right, who's the top 10 teams? It had to change drastically week to week this season. And I bet you if you went back to week one and looked at it now, not even half of those teams are on that list.
Well, if you think about your preseason picks, I mean, they probably look nothing like this.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to me, though, I had Bears, Bucks, Broncos, Jags, Ravens, Patriots. Yeah, I had all those. Nobody had all those. but if you go back to this past week, we were talking about the games. Outside of seeing some of the best catches we've ever seen, Ed, there were some interesting games that finished. They were talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Excuse me. Atlanta Falcons have played 3 out of the last 4 games have been overtime games. 3 out of the last 4 have been overtime games, and they fall to the Jets. You and I were on that one. It's kind of weird to see the way that the Jets were celebrating when they finally won one. Aaron Glenn didn't know what to do. He wasn't smiling.
Not used to it.
What is this? Where do we go when we win?
What is this victory you speak of?
Is there a podium? Did they put a medal around? How does this work? But what do you think about the way they played this weekend? They look good.
They look good. They won. I mean, it's a team. They've won a lot. They've lost a lot of close games this year. You think of the teams they've lost. The first one against the Steelers, they should have won. They lose to the Bucs by 2 points. Lose to the Dolphins by a score. They threw the Broncos by 2. The Panthers by 13-6. I mean, they've had really close losses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just the way it goes.
Did you see any of the Seattle-Minnesota game?
No.
You didn't get to see the the kid that's quarterbacking for Seattle or for Minnesota? They're down, getting ready to score, right? They're in the red zone, I think. And he rolls out, and he's about to get sacked. And as he's getting grabbed, he does the, let me just throw the ball out of bounds real quick so I don't...
I saw the highlight.
Right, yes. To the defender.
Yes.
And the guy just marched down the field for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, Rook, you can't do that. You ain't that guy to be doing that. But, all right, well, let's do this. Who's the best team in the AFC? Who's the best team in the NFC right now? And I don't care if you could throw the records out.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to. who's the best team in the AFC right now? I'm going to have to say
I was just going to say the same thing you are. Is it the Patriots?
That's where I was going to go. I was going to say Patriots.
I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I mean, you can't, right now with the way that things have gone, you can't pick anyone from the AFC North. It doesn't mean they can't be the best team by the end of the season, but again, who cares with the way things set up?
It's the same record. No one has a positive point differential in the AFC North. Everyone's in the red, you know, and that's not a good sign. The same with the NFC South.
Yeah.
I guess I have to say the Patriots.
I heard something this weekend that after this team won, one of the writers said, is it out of line or am I just in over my head saying that I think this team has a shot at making the playoffs? The answer to both of those were yes.
Who?
The Miami Dolphins.
Oh.
Stop it. You just beat the Saints. You beat a couple of bad teams. You did beat the Bills. Hats off to you there. Yeah. Hey, you're not making
a run.
Well,
they won three in a row. When your team's still winning, everybody's like, there we go.
Are we've changed? No, it's the same. So, again, I think I have to give it to the Patriots, even though I don't think they're the best team. But
I would watch out for the Texans. That defense is awesome.
And as I told you, Texans this weekend are at Kansas City, the 6-6 Chiefs.
Yeah.
It is awesome. I don't know if you heard me before the show. Derek Stingley, the cornerback for the Texans, he gave up 0 yards yesterday. He has 5 games this year where he's given up 10 yards or less in pass coverage.
Wow.
We talk about like Myles Garrett got another sack yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it was just one. I could be wrong. I kind of turned that game off after the 4th-and-1 on their own 33 and end up losing the damn game. The Browns did. But, you know, as we're looking at these teams, Kansas City is, they're 6-6. And there's a lot of people talking about them missing the playoffs, which I'd have to agree with them. But man, it feels weird to say that when you've been to an AFC championship game every single year you've been in the league, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. And I mean, you look at like, to me, the one thing we've not seen are elite pass rushers. You look at the Texans, what's his name? Danielle.
Yeah.
Danielle Hunter has 11.
And Will.
Has 10.5. 22.5 sacks. 22 sacks between them. Yeah.
And the fact that it's spread around between two of them, you can't pay one guy more attention than the other. I mean, you can, but then the other one's going to get you.
Yeah. I mean, that makes the world of difference. It really does.
But back-to-back road games for Houston coming off an emotional win at a place where they've struggled for years in Indy, and now it gets you back in the playoff picture. I understand it's rolling, but I think going to Kansas City is a tough spot. What about the NFC? Who's the best team in the NFC? Do you take pause because of what happened with the Rams yesterday, or is it still them?
I'm thinking it's either the Rams or the Seahawks. I can't decide. It's not the Eagles. They've shown their, you know, I took the Bears. I like the Bears. It's exciting to see them be good again. I just don't feel like they can do it. The Rams certainly can. I think that, you know, they have an MVP caliber quarterback this year.
He made a huge mistake at the end of that game.
But he's looking really good this year. But there's something about the Seahawks I really like.
I would agree with that. I think they're the best team. I mean, I was one of the guys saying,
The Seahawks. The Seahawks.
Yeah. I think the Seahawks are the best team, even though the Rams, just beat them. But I was one of the few years ago that said, hey, you can't say this and you can't do it. But I'd do whatever it took to keep Mike McDonald here. And it's not like you can tell your head coach to go and you're giving him his job.
Yeah.
I know he was going to leave, but man, is it frustrating to see how much success they're having out there? And I'd ask people, everyday fans, how many defensive players on Seattle can you name? And their defense is arguably the best in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So guy's a wizard. And then JSN kind of turning into a top five receiver in the league. And by the way, when the year's done, he may be number one. I mean, he's in that conversation, but he's having one of the more amazing seasons. And he and Justin Jefferson were held catchless.
Either way, it sounds funny.
In the first half. What a day in the NFL yesterday. Let's grab a phone call here. Antonio's in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Can the Ravens' offensive line protect Lamar Jackson from T.J. Watt and the rest of the Steelers' defense? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks. I don't know if they can keep them away from him. Look, T.J. Watt's really good, but this Steelers team stinks, man. And I know I'm saying that right after the Ravens just lost to the worst defense in football and had the greatest advantage on a Thursday night against a team that just can't play. But if you watch the Steelers, I mean, there are just wholesale problems on both sides of the ball. Whereas it looks like the Ravens' defense has been playing better. Their defense gives up way too many big plays, and their offense sputters out at the most important times of the game, watching Mason Rudolph take a sack when you're in field goal range or Aaron Rodgers dirt one because he didn't want to get hit. I mean, he played – by the way, I know we talk a lot of trash about him, but hats off to him for trying to play yesterday. I mean, they said that his wrist was broken in three different places.
Mm-hmm. Look, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. You can't take that away. He's just an ass. He's mercurial, let's put it that way.
I'm going to look that up in the commercial break. Mercurial.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.